Who is the vain young dandy plucking a whisker as he strolls with the geisha? And the other beauty who sits smoking on a long pipe as her young attendant looks on? These figures would be right at home in the pleasure districts of 18th century Edo, now Tokyo. But they are quite out of place on this bleak shore, where in the distance small figures labor carrying buckets of seawater to a kiln to be evaporated into salt. 18th century viewers would have recognized this up-to-date, somewhat ribald twist on a classic love tragedy that they knew well as a popular kabuki dance. They would have identified the hedonistic bon vivant as a parody of the 9th century poet and courtier Ariwara no Yukihira, and the elegant geisha as the two sisters who loved him. According to legend, when Yukihira was exiled to the remote coast of Suma, he met and loved two sisters who eked out a meager living gathering brine for the salt kilns. When his exile was over, he left them his court robe and cap as a memento, but they went mad with grief and longing. Here, Yukihira's parting gift has been transformed into a fashionable striped coat and cap hung on the pine at Suma that symbolizes their longing. Such irreverent twists on tradition delighted the Edo townsmen. The artist Okumura Masanobu created many such clever revisions of classic lore in his woodblock prints, but his paintings are rare.